Good morning.
Good morning, Shar. It's Betty. How are you?
Well, I got probably one of the most outstanding testimonies, not by choice, that I've ever had in my life from the product. So I'll wait a little while until a couple of other people come on, okay?
Oh, that's exciting.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Oh. I did not move last night. Usually I've been in a little different position in the morning, but I was clutching a power mag, so I knew I did not move.
Oh, wow.
In my hand, so anyway. Oh, to wake up out of a deep, deep sleep. Because on the 7 a.m. mornings, I do still set my alarm clock on the weekdays. Otherwise, you know, back in New York, it's different. You don't really have to, because I know I don't sleep that much longer, but I could easily have slept longer this morning if I had not had the alarm go off.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am usually between 7 and 7:30 I'm awake.
Yeah, mine's between about, usually about 6:30 around here. But, not much difference. But anyway, I'm just working at getting better, not pushing the end of the night.
Yes.
Sometimes I even doze off. And then that makes it even harder to quit, you know, to really get into the routine of getting to bed on an earlier schedule.
Yeah, I've done that as well, and it really messes me up.
Yeah, I know. My mother used to do that, too. So I don't know whether it was knowing that it was a pattern or, a habit with her, because I don't think it's genetic, because she never slept well at all. She was up all night long.
Oh, wow.
So she never got good sleep. That I know. And that is not my problem, because once I go to sleep, there's few times in my life that I ever woke up after my children were grown. You know, I mean, not grown, we're past the baby stage.
Right, yes.
And I've just not been one to, I could probably count on one hand the number of times I got up to urinate in the night.
Yeah.
In my life. So, it's different for different people, I know.
Absolutely.
So how is your sleep? Is yours continuous and?
For the most part, very good. I'm not up in the night. For the most part, either sometimes once, but rarely. So, I do pretty well.
What about your husband? Is he good too?
He's up a little more than I am.
Okay. Yeah, Denny too. So I guess I really, really can be thankful for the difference in the way my sleep is, you know, compared to a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think more so the men. So men seem to have more of a tendency to be up during the night.
Yes.
Especially as they mature.
Yes, exactly.
But I have always, once I realized the value of sleep, even though maybe I didn't adhere to the hours that I should be getting and not, you know, violating staying up so late at night, I've thought about it quite a bit, off and on, that it's one of the blessings that I have, that I don't have a problem and never have had in that area. So I don't want to say knock on wood, but I guess knock on wood, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember whenever I was working and before I retired and there was...
has arrived.
Kind of thing that I didn't sleep as well as I do at this point.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, some of it could be the stress. What kind of work did you do?
I was in the mortgage business.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot of stuff running through your brain, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And I dealt with the community mortgages, which was, you know, a whole different kind of thing in what you dealt with other than across-the-board kind of mortgages.
Uh-huh.
So you were dealing with more of the local groups in your area to make things work for people.
Right, so it's situations that you knew probably more than you would have in the big city or in, you know, in the big city layout of doing that type of thing where people come.
Loretta
has arrived.
How long have you been retired, Betty?
Since 2000, I retired.
Oh, wow, okay. You've definitely gotten used to it. Well, who else do we have on the line?
Loretta?
Good morning, Loretta. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
And I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes. Who else is on the line? Betty and I were just chatting, and I said I probably had one of the most outstanding product experiences yesterday and overnight that I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just... you know, I could have thought of a treatment on my own, but I called somebody for a diagnosis. I won't name who, but I had figured it out, but I just wanted reinforcement. I was doing something that you, and part of the reason I'm giving this to you is just I would never have realized I could have brought something like this on or had something like this happen based on an action that I did. And I was making a little container, and I decided I needed to have one little plastic container with holes punched in it to put some raspberries in because I didn't have one that came from the store, anything.
Rebecca has arrived.
Anything that was near the right size. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And so I was punching holes in this plastic container with a hole punch. And I had to grip it really, really, really hard. And I was punching around it, and I thought, dang it. And as I did it, the more I did it, the harder it seemed to come. And I think it was that I was running out of strength a little bit. It was hurting my hand, for one thing. It was just beet red and really... really looking bruised because I was pushing so hard on, you know, one of these hand grip punchers. And I said to myself, I said, I'm going to get this one last punch. And I had my arm braced on the counter, which is high for me to work on because it's a 36-inch counter, and being 5'1", it's just way up in the air. My other counters, one of them is much lower, and my cutting board is much lower, too. And so I gave it like I just gripped and gritted my teeth, and I punched. And as I punched, something in my chest popped. And I mean popped. Loud enough that I could hear it very distinctly. It was not a crack sound. It was a pop. It's the only way I could describe it. And oh my gosh, I could not breathe. And I was here by myself, and so it was kind of like, what do I do? Do I try and breathe? I mean, I've got to breathe. And I just kind of leaned against the counter and held my position because I didn't know whether to move. But, you know, just hearing a pop, I didn't have any idea what happened, but I knew the area I was in, and I was familiar with the hurt because once before, when I was traveling, rushing in the airport, with two bags, one in each hand, or something in each hand, whether it was a purse or a bag or whatever. One was roller, I know. I ran into, and it seemed like they were moving it, a display rack. And I hit my chest with a rod, a vertical rod, that was holding it together that was about 1 inch in diameter, metal rod. And then I fell on it, and I came down in that same position on that rod. Well, I did not breathe. I mean, it took the wind right out of me. And when I started breathing, I was gasping. And, of course, Denny helped me up, and we kept going for the plane, and he had to take the bags because I couldn't handle anything. I mean, I was just like the middle of me hurt so bad. And it was a pretty miserable flight. Anyway, we were going back to Kathleen Jewell's, and it was an event. And by the time I got there, I wasn't moving very well. And there was an MD in the room, and she went and got him because it was, you know, pretty obvious it was at her home. And she went and got him, and he came over, and I explained what had happened. He says, come back here in the back room with me. Let me just check you and see. And all he did was grab my shoulders, and he says, this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. But he says, this is the quickest way I have of examining you. And, you know, fully dressed and everything, and he pulled my shoulders together in the front. And when he did that, I let out a scream. And he says, well, I can tell you, there's no crack there, but he says it's badly bruised, and there's really nothing we could do for it except give you pain medication. I says, no, I'm not going to do that. So anyway, it was a bruised sternum is what it was. And so yesterday when I did what I did, I knew the feeling because it was the same feeling, and I knew it was the same area, and I knew I'd done something to it. I really didn't know how to explain it. Well, the explanation, I had a couple of people, one that's very, very knowledgeable on the anatomy of the body, and then a professional that was a RN and ran in, went to a place and ended up meeting her yesterday. And when I did that, she, I asked her, I said, your professional opinion. And she says, oh, she says, my gosh, she says, my daughter did that. She's either playing basketball or volleyball when she was run into by another person. And really badly bruised. No, she actually cracked hers. I'm sorry, she cracked hers. And then I was on the phone with another person later just by chance, and she had done it, and she had badly bruised it. And so I said to both of them, I said, what did they do? I've got to go get a spider here real quick. I need a crossbow. Turned up some. With me, if you won't hear me. Both of them said that absolutely nothing done medically, and it's a really black one too. She said, no, there's nothing they're going to do except give you medication. They could x-ray it, but they're just going to give you medication, basically. And I said, well, that takes care of that. I'm not going that route. So last night when I made contact with my medical friend, the comment was the same, except a little bit different, and that was interesting for me, just the education, and that was that I had separated the cartilage from the sternum, and again, there was nothing, you know, nothing really medically to do, but her suggestion was to put a super mini on it and then use the power mag. Well, I've been using the power mag, but I did not have the super mini on it. And, oh, and CM cream. And because I was sticking a super mini on last night, I was too tired. I did not want to stay awake long enough to even let it dry so I could put the tape on. So I just went for the super mini. And yesterday, after it happened, clear into the evening, I couldn't pick up a mug of water with my, I mean, a mug of water, two-cup mug or a cup and a half, I guess it would be about, with my right hand at all, because it was much worse on the right side than affecting the right side than it was the left. And I definitely couldn't brush my teeth, couldn't get my arms away from my body enough to get bent. And it hurt too much when I bent over to try and do it, bending my head down and so forth, because I was even feeling it in probably just the tightness in my shoulders. So I went to bed, couldn't even get my shirt off. I was not going to attempt that, get it going over my head. So I just slept in my shirt last night. And you know, I'm describing this to the nth degree because it really, really hurt. Did not pull my arms out from the sides of my body, upper arm at all, because that really, really shot pains. And so Denny was a gem. I mean, I fixed some food to eat and helped me with everything. including getting my pants off because I couldn't push on anything, no pressure against on my arms. And so I did what she told me to do, and guess what? This morning is like 90% gone. And was told by everybody that, you know, with that type of thing, it's going to be a long, you know, a long drawn out process before you're feeling like back to normal. Well, I'm not doing any weightlifting today for sure, but I could never have imagined the difference in how I felt when I went to bed last night and when I woke up this morning. But I was still clutching the power mag, of course, it had gone off. But, you know, I'll have to attest to that Super Mini being on exactly the right spot. I was very careful when I put it on. So has anybody else ever done that to their sternum or something similar?
No, I've never done that.
Well, don't try and punch through plastic, moral to my story. Yes, for sure. But, you know, little would you realize that using your hand and putting the pressure on something could really tear something loose in your body with your own strength. I mean, that was what amazed me.
I can't even imagine that. I never would have thought of that happening.
And see, the first thing I thought of was weak bones, and she says, no, it's actually the separation that in that area, right where you're saying, it's the separation of the cartilage from the bone. You've torn it loose. And that would account for the popping, not the feeling that I cracked something.
Oh, sure.
It was a tear, rather, and it was just, you know, it was all done with description. I just, you know, really there's no other explanation, and so did the other two people that had it happen. They were, you know, quite certain about. So, I mean, I don't want to broadcast that I do self-diagnosis and don't go to the doctor, but sometimes when you've got the product, you can take care of things, and you see that much difference, you know. We know that it speeds up the healing process, but boy, I'll tell you, but I did eat good, but I didn't exercise yesterday, this is safe. Say the least, and I did get my good sleep, definitely, and the amount I needed, so.
Char, is amazing that you slept so well with having that.
Well, again, see, if I had not been a good sleeper and a person that had to get up during the night, and, you know, what maybe difference one interruption in my sleep could have made? Because I know how valuable it is to get into that good sleep. I know how important it is to have the, you know, the healing process for your body. I did not eat late either. I ate earlier, and I ate light because I know that can supposedly affect it. It never seems to affect me, but, I mean, I don't feel any evidence of it, but the position that I slept in and my hand was exactly in the same position. I mean, it's a wonder it wasn't asleep, probably because it was on the power mag all night and right up close to the mini because I just had it right between my above, just slightly off above the middle of my breast. And right dead center. So is where I was feeling the pull in the majority of it. So probably something more than you care to know, but you never know when somebody you're going to come across has, you know, had something happen to that area and you know, maybe worse, it maybe less. But at least you can give them some advice on what to use and how to use it. So I'm not exactly prepared with anything. I've been doing a lot of listening and seeing stuff, but to pinpoint it, I did have some things that came off of Dr. Oz that were good, but I didn't put them on this pad. Let me see if I've got them on. Does anybody have any comments or thoughts, experiences? Anybody else join us that would like to say hi? Let's see my pad here. Oh, yes I do. one of them was, I don't know where it came from, divide your vitamins. Oh, I know that was Dr. Oz. You divide your vitamins in half, take half of them in the morning.
Remember, we used to start September 28th.
Okay, Rebecca's talking to whoever. That's
yeah,
right.
I can
send
it, that way we have it on.
So, anyway, he gave four ways to turn the clock back on with your nightly routine. Did anybody see that yesterday?
No.
It was, one was brush your teeth. Well, he said, I'm going to start you out with the way I start out, and I'm going to take you right into my bedroom, is what he said. And he says, you know, I always brush my teeth for at least 3 minutes and floss. He had the timer going then. And he says, I'll wash my face. And then he says, that leads me into, you know, how your skin dries out more in the wintertime, especially if you live in a cold, windy area. He says, you want to use a good moisturizer on your face, and it needs to have an emollient in it. And I haven't checked our list, but I know that it's a good one. So he says that will, and then he says to help prevent wrinkles in the skin, you want to have a good amount of vitamin A in your intake, and also a humidifier. And he had one at night in the bedroom that they used. And then he said to divide your vitamins in the half in the morning and half at night. Now, that, I guess that, yeah, I guess that adds up in, it adds up to three different points. But anyway, those were his points for having the aging aging not show up on your face. And the other thing that they had that was kind of interesting, that I had already tried this kind of a recipe in a dessert mousse, chocolate mousse. They had a gentleman there that said, he said he'd give Oz $20 if he could tell him what the secret ingredient was in it. And he did not guess it, and neither did the gal that was blindfolded. Both of them were blindfolded. And he had used, instead of the fat, he said, I cut the calories by one-third, fewer fat calories, because it's a very rich dessert. And he said what he used for the fat in it was avocado, whipped up with melted dark chocolate and then egg whites folded in. He said, you can get the recipe. It was a chocolate mousse. Now, I don't know, I'd have to be replacing the egg whites probably with I'd probably try soft tofu to begin with. So I haven't got in to look at the recipe, but I did make that once. I think my chocolate maybe wasn't dark enough that I used, because it still tasted a little different, or maybe the seasonings anyway, to get it. But he says a normal would have 500 calories, and there was one-third less in what he made. And they both said it was good. They didn't ooh and ah like they did over the killer brownies when they had that recipe on there. But anyway, so that was, I guess that's all I wrote down. I didn't get in on the whole program. I was just double checking to make sure that it was taping and so forth. So anyhow, I'll have to do that one later. Any food comments about coming up about what you're going to do for the holiday weekend?
I had to leave a little bit, and I wanted to share with you about Marlon, our grandson. Husband went with Anna Grace, our daughter-in-law, yesterday to the special doctor, and it was the first that my husband met him, and we had a very, very, very good report. My husband asked him, he said, give us your honest opinion. Will he ever walk? Dr. Strauss said, yes, he will. Said, he changed further in his year and a half life than I thought he would ever in his whole entire life. When I saw him start with, he said, he changed further now already. And I laid him on the floor, and right in front of the doctor, he said, it is amazing. He loves playing with toys. He gets around with his walker. The doctor never thought he would do that. He is having trouble with his knee. He said, we have to work with the knee. But I'm going to stick a couple, maybe super minis on the knee and see what that does. But it was so encouraging because we just didn't know if he, and he isn't walking yet, but he said, with the way that Jesse, the father, and the mother, Anna Grace, work with Marlon, which they use the power mag every night on him, which Dr. Strauss doesn't know anything about the magnets, but, you know, I keep wondering if, of course, that has something to do with it, too, but he just said, with the way the parents are working with the child, he said, a lot of people just give up. They do not do anything, and the child just lays there. And he said, you have to keep working at the child to get something out of the child.
That is incredible, Rebecca. What an incredible report.
I couldn't sleep last. I was so excited to hear that it's possible that the doctor feels that he will ever walk. Now, his one side of the tongue, his tongue is numb. And we feel that has something to do with the ambulance for trying to get the tube down his throat, that they probably hit a nerve when he was born. But he said, I don't know. He said he will talk, but he said it might not be as clear as you and I speak. But he also said, yeah, that he will talk, but he said, there again, we have to work with the tongue and see what happens.
You know what I would also do, if you could hold it on there or get him to leave it on there, would be to put one on that side of his face, right on his cheek, a super mini. Or even at night, if, you know, he'd go to sleep and do it. I mean, after what, and I've heard this put several times from medical people, the super mini in that spot. Now, what could be even more profound would be the pod that we've got in the sample kit, you know, and now that I think about it, I'm real tempted to take that one off and put the pod there instead.
You're saying the magnet in the sample mattress pad?
Yes, the one that comes with that.
How strong is that?
Well, you know, I'm going to call and get a professional opinion on it, but it's got to be strong, I think. It would be stronger than the Super Mini. I'll call and see, because
it'd be a lot lighter in weight.
Yes, it would be. A little thick, definitely lighter.
Yeah, you almost wonder. Maybe that's one of the new items coming out.
Yeah.
Just
a second. I've got to give somebody a message. Hold on just a second. You guys can go ahead and chat for a minute.
Hi.
Has left the conference.
I'm back, guys.
Has arrived.
I'm back, guys. Can anybody hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Were you about to ask a question, Rebecca? Oh, I think she's with somebody.
Rebecca?
Has left the conference.
Anyway, what I was, the other thing that I was made aware of is anything that hurts, I should not be doing because that will delay the healing process. If it pulls or hurts, don't do it at all. So that gives me a frame of reference as to, and I don't know how you could monitor that if you're on pain medication.
Oh, true.
So, you know, that's another reason that people probably don't heal as fast when they take things, and it numbs the pain. I can still feel it, but when I've used the magnets, and especially when I had the power mag up there, it took the edge off of it. And it wasn't a continual hurt as long as I was not moving. It was the moving of it that made it, you know, smart. And made me not want to do anything that made it hurt, because then it was more than a smart. Anyway. So, back to the food thing. Boy, I want to think of something different. I did have one food-connected thing, and that was everything in my freezer froze. Fortunately, I had washed most of my greens, so I just went ahead and used them in the smoothies anyway. And they worked out fine. I've got a few more to use up, but some of the rest of the stuff, I'm not even going to... Fresh, which was mostly my fresh produce in there, it's just going to get dumped. And I have not a clue why it is malfunctioning, because it's a new refrigerator, just about a little over a year old, maybe. Just a storage one, simple model, you know, no fancy gadgets on it. No digital to go out or anything like that. Frustrating when it happens, and I'm sure many of you have had it happen to you more than once, probably. Overloading causes them to do that, but it was not overloaded, so. Anyway.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, so that's good information.
On what part?
The overloading.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't give the circulation, and for some reason, I guess the monitors don't read right or something. If you don't have good air circulation, that's why so many of them now have a door with a gap between the door and the shelves. It's like the shelves don't come out to meet the door. You can have stuff overhanging the front of the shelves, I've noticed on the newer refrigerators, and I'm sure it's for air circulation. So if you get stuff pushed too tight against the back panel, where there's usually a crack in the space for the shelf, if you've ever had things drop down off the shelves in the back.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's built in for air circulation. After having a commercial unit and seeing the difference in the lifetime of food in a commercial unit, and the older ones that we had at home, was amazing, and so I realized what they were doing when I looked at the design on the newer refrigerators. So try not to block those areas. And maybe something did get down over one of the sensors in my refrigerator, because I haven't totally unloaded everything. It's a possibility that maybe a bag or something dropped down there that I haven't found yet or been aware of. But that means I have to take absolutely everything out, so...
Okay. On my list of things to do for today, check that out in the refrigerator and get everything, see what dropped down in the back.
Are you having that problem too?
Well, not with freezing, but I think just with the circulation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It does make a difference if you've got the spacing. I've been amazed at how long, I mean, I've got rice and lentils in there, and I think it's over a month. And they are still good. Another thing I realized that you can do is if you take the broth off the beans, they will stay. I was having things like black beans and garbanzos with liquid on them go bad, you know, before I got through, there'd always be a little bit left in the jar, or usually. And so taking and making them dry, and I don't know if they're still good. I haven't tasted them, but the last time I did, a couple of days ago, they were good, and it was way past the amount of time it would have been if there had been broth on them. So just, you know, there's ways around things, I guess, and better ways than one than the other to get the best performance we can. You know, that doesn't mean you want to keep them that long, but sometimes you just have them and you hate to throw them out, and if they're still good, there's no reason to.
Absolutely.
So, usually it's small amounts. I'm not one to throw out something that would be a half a cup. I figure, oh, I could throw that into a burrito, or I could throw it into a salad, or I could throw it into, you know, whatever. And I've been utilizing the warm dishes that I'll make and serve warm one night, and there's not really enough for another meal, but just warm up what is there and then put it over a bed of greens. Or a bed of greens. Last night I did, I did greens and some shredded carrots, and then a pretty good amount of diced very, very ripe tomato. And then I warmed up some quinoa and also some tempeh that had been marinated and really tasted like crumbles, and put them on top, and it was very good. Let me check on this in a second. Hold on. Back.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, great. That was just an emergency call. One of the ladies that's living with us is going in for testing this morning, and her sister was picking her up, but there's a downed tree between our house and their house across the road, and she can't move it, so she says, I can't get through. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had quite a bit of wind over the last couple of days, but it didn't seem like it was that much yesterday. Maybe it was in other areas stronger. But it's going to be another beautiful day, like 85 degrees today, so sun's already out, which looks pretty, and gets it off to a good start in the morning.
That's wonderful. I think we're going to be in the 80s, the low 80s today, but tomorrow it's going to drop down to 68 or 69.
Yes, that's the same thing we're getting. Now, wow, that's interesting. That far apart, and we're being affected in exactly the same way.
With the weather dropping down from the north?
Yeah. Did anybody hear on the hurricane going up the East Coast? Because I know Dottie is on the East Coast and was very concerned about what was happening back there. Anybody, whether it got in that close, that it did any damage or anything?
I just saw this morning on the news about somewhere around Virginia Beach that they were getting a lot of rain and winds.
Okay, so it's not quite up there yet.
I think that's the case.
Yeah, they were talking about preparation in the New England states because of the possibility. I don't even remember hearing that about hurricanes before, but I guess probably it has, and I've just not been aware. So nothing on anybody's scope for food for this weekend, huh? So I'm right ready to try something new, so I guess I'm going to have to look, and especially because Denny finished cooking up my new range, and oh, my goodness, guys.
Oh, wow, that's great.
If you ever consider remodeling your kitchen or need a new range, make sure you go in and have that demonstrated, because it will probably give you a new goal for sparking your Nikan business to the point where you can say, hey, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And by then they will have come down even more, obviously. I think they're gaining some recognition on them. I know I've run into a couple of people that have friends that have them. Don't know anybody that actually has one in our area here personally at this point. But it is a gem. I mean, it is just a delight to have something that reacts that fast. And we definitely take the microwaves out of every home, which I'm not in favor of them. I know some people say, oh, you know, don't worry about them. Educated people, that, or at least they claim to be educated on the subject. But I know when you can energy test things and not have it show as good, it really makes me question it right up front. So I don't have anything more that needs to be given. Anybody have a comment or a question? We are at time anyway, or slightly over. Stay healthy. Have a absolutely wonderful holiday weekend. And I know Vance has got a call scheduled tomorrow, and I can't remember who it is or what it's about. But I will be there. And you guys enjoy your last tail bit of summer. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.